Boy, listen.
Well, we were going to interview Mike Skinner from the streets, but I took everything from the Daily Star and we can't. It's all lies. No.
No, he doesn't exist.
Who doesn't exist?
The streets.
It's just all a figment of everyone's imagination.
It's just like...
Well, I believe it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, it... No, that's
the music's good.
It's all about belief.
Welcome to the rinse.
It's like Kaiser Soze.
Who?
You know? Kaiser Soze. Have you seen The Usual Suspects?
No, I haven't. Yeah, I got it on DVD. I haven't. I only watched True Romance the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good film.
I get thousands of DVDs. I just don't watch them. Collect. Anyway, this is about you. It's not about me.
All
okay?
Right.
3 years ago, Trevor Jackson comes on my show. I actually got the date here. 22nd of April 2001. And we are blown away by Has It Come To This. That was serious.
Blown away.
It was almost radio silence. Full of references.
Yeah.
And stuff. 3 years later, you're as we say, Daily Star. You're like a... You're
an idiot.
Household... you're a household name.
Yeah.
A tabloid
fool.
So, how did you sort of get signed? How did it all happen?
I made Has It Come To This... And people like you started playing it, and then lots of nice people from nice record labels said, "Mike, this sounds like a good idea. How about we give you some money and you make more of them, and then you can be a tabloid
household
idiot."
Yeah,
and that's about 3 years compressed into.
Well, that was beautifully put. Let's play it, and we're also going to play Too Much Brandy off the album because I like that. Didn't get enough airings. So we're going to play those two.
Oh, they only tend to support the singles, really, don't they?
Well, we do little album tracks here on XFM, so you get that as well. Too Much Brandy and Has It Come To This.
Has it come to this? Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your area. Make yourself at home. We got diesel or some of that homegrown. Sit back in your throne. Turn off your phone, because this is our zone. Videos, televisions, 64s, PlayStations, Web Henry with precision, a few herbs and a bit of Benson. But don't forget the Rizzler, lean like the Tower of Pisa. These are Oasia, and this is a day in the life of a geezer. For this ain't a club track, pull out your sack and sit back. Whether you white or black, smoke weed, chase brown or toot rock, we're on a mission, support the cause, sign a petition, summon all your wisdom, the music's a gift from the man on high, the Lord and his children, triple team here, root boys, come rain or snow, the Buddha flows, you don't know, stand on the corner, watch the show, cause life moves slow, sort your shit out then roll, sex, drugs and on the dole, some men rise, some men fall, I hear your call, stand tall now,
has it come to this?
Original pirate material, you're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
Smell of good earthy herbs makes my nerves shudder. But where were you that cold December? Because we were in the grasshopper spending getters. Central station charged up like Scarface. Amsterdam ain't a nice place, off your face, we enter the race. Walked down, been there before, done that, no joy. If you're bored, let's go see Roy, it's the street.
In its own little way, my body was trying to say that you'd better stop drinking brandy. In its own little way, my body was trying to say that you'd better stop drinking brandy.
James Hyman, this is Michael Skinner from the streets, and I demand that you play me a quality track.
A new day, another morning after, leaning back on my chair in a greasy spoon cafeteria. Last night was some beer lariness done our way, but again, we're back in the light of day.
Hold it down, boys, your head's getting blurred. I know you can't stop thinking of her. By all means, you can vibe with this girl, but just don't mug yourself.
Seriously, Mick, you fucker.
You need to hold it down, Jack. Put your phone back. Quit staring into space and eat your snack. That's that. She'll want you much more for not hanging on. Stop me if I'm wrong. Why should she be the one who decides whether it's off or on or on or off or on? Now the girl's rude. I know she's rude, but she's screwed right through you. You'll be on your knees soon.
Hold it down, boy. Your head's getting blurred. I know you can't stop thinking of her. By all means, you can vibe with this girl, but just don't mug yourself.
That's all. Don't mug yourself. We're James Hyman. Thank you very much for the Xbox. I've been killing that Halo game.
Thanks for the shout, by the way. I got a shout on Give Me Your Lighter Back.
Yeah, no, that was the deal.
You still using the Xbox?
Yeah, we're at my cousin's house at the moment. Absolutely. It's all about Halo.
Halo. Any computer game people approach you?
Yeah, FIFA.
Nice.
FIFA, yeah, we're on FIFA, the next one, I think, I hope.
By the way, can I just say your new album and record company person, if you're buggered up my whole computer, so I might have got your next one. Yeah. I want a new computer. What's she saying?
Don't play it on a computer.
Well, it yeah, didn't it say. That. It didn't. Whole thing crashed. It's like, this is bollocks.
We talk to A quite a lot, who are another band on Warner, and his computer got wrecked by his own CD. Because, well, really, actually says on the CD, do not put in a computer because it might break it.
I didn't read the small print. But what do you think? You know, George Michael recently was going on about music. He's obviously got the millions to do this.
Yeah. Well,
he's giving it away
for
free.
So I'm not giving it away for free yet.
You don't want to give yourself away for free. What do you think of Download? I mean, you know, your album, I'm sure, as we speak, it's going to be on there. It's on Kazaa. It must be.
I think it's all well and good, you know, for George Michael to say that. But I think I work really, really hard, and I dedicate my life to what I do, and one of the reasons is because it's my career, and to be honest, I don't think I would do it if it wasn't my career.
Yeah.
If it couldn't be my career, because I don't, you know, I want to better myself. So I think if musicians, you know, really put in the work and work out what they need to do and do it properly, make great records, then you know, like a football player, you know, someone should get that money.
Fair dues.
I mean, you know, whether or not record labels should charge 15 quid for it, I don't know. I mean, bear in mind we only get a quid of that, you know, which I think artists deserve that and probably deserve more. But
all right, well,
I haven't got a problem with any of it.
We're coming up today. I just want to also mention, I don't want to open any wounds, but 4 Brit nominations and Mercury nominated, 1-0, but F that, because I mean, look, Nerd weren't even nominated for a Grammy last year. And I know you're kind of into Nerd, aren't you? You interviewed them for Jockey Slut.
Yeah.
Any hookups with them?
Met Ferrell.
Nice. How was that?
I don't think he really knew who I was.
He must be feeling your stuff. He's got very good taste.
Yeah, I wouldn't know really. You never really hear that unless it gets mentioned in the magazines.
I know he listens to this show because we had him on here.
Oh.
So we will you know, send him street stuff. And then we're going to play some a collaboration you did actually, a kind of a rowdy bootleg. I'm digging deep here. Busta Rhymes, Give Me Some More off your mix you do.
Rowdy, stumbling, keep it coming, deep shit with drumming like, let's have it, like, let's have it. Rowdy, stumbling, keep it coming, deep shit with drumming like, let's have it, like, let's have it.
Everything a nigga touch platinumized, fully equipped, you know we coming all on supplies. Got a big gun and I'ma show you the size. You fuck with any of my flip mode family ties. Me and my niggas be coming through, stroking you out, killing off any and everything you're talking about.
Oi.
See you in the club, now we walking you out. Should've thought twice before you went and opened your mouth.
That's
yo,
it.
Anyway, we stay keeping it moving. Fucking with the wrong nigga, hope you know what you're doing. Now blame me, all the same niggas is lame. It's not a game, nigga name still put in your brain. Now niggas, that enough?
Give me some more.
Y'all niggas want the round shit?
Give me some more.
Your slip with a weed at?
Give me some more.
I know y'all niggas need that.
Give me some more.
Even though we getting money, you can
give me some more.
With the cars and the big crib.
Give me some more.
Everybody spread love.
Give me some more.
If you want it, let me hear you say it.
Give me some more. Rowdy, stumbling, keep it coming. Deep shit with drumming like, let's have it. Like, let's have it. Rowdy, stumbling, keep it coming. Deep shit with drumming. Let's have it. Like, let's have it.
Blast with a rash, give me my cash, lick in my ass. Running with my money, son, go out with a blast. Do what you want, a nigga's cut in the corner. You fucking up the order, go ahead and meet the reporter. Yo, she telling those on how you switch to a bitch. Little fake funny style, nigga, chill with a snitch. So now I pass you straight, I don't got nothing to ask you. Make a little room for me, you know my niggas to pass through. Cartier, Cindy Portier, Hawaii shit. Roll with all of my niggas from around the way shit. When I come through, your niggas know I do my thing. Bring more shit to generate money.
Cha-ching.
Arrest you, lyrically, flow will caress you. Bless you, then a nigga come to your rescue. Why you assuming nigga blossom and bloom? I'm coming soon, hit you with a boom. Give me some room. Y'all niggas had enough?
Give me some more.
Y'all niggas want the wild shit?
Give me some more.
It's split with a weed at?
Give me some more.
I know y'all niggas need that.
Give me some more.
Even though we getting money, you can
give me some more.
Cars in the big crib.
Give me some more.
Everybody spread love.
Give me some more.
If you want it, let me hear you say it.
Give me some more.
Yeah.
Rowdy, stumbling, keep it coming. Deep shit, we're drumming like, let's have it. Like, let's have it. Rowdy, stumbling, keep it coming. Deep shit, we're drumming. Let's have it. Let's have it.
Yo, live nigga shit, know what I mean? And represent when we getting money and reign supreme. Hope y'all niggas don't be coming to full steam. Can't see me, better turn on your high beam. All my niggas while I'm ringing the siren. Flip all the way through with niggas from my team. Never should you ever try to fuck with my cream. My OD, when my shit get all in your bloodstream. Every time we be ripping and be blowing it down, blowing you all fucking with the hottest niggas around. Fuckers with me and my people run through your town, holding it down, taking the wild nigga, give me my crown. Hey, all my people need to come and surround. A nigga be hitting so much to make you fall on the ground. Sure to make you shout, that's what I be all about. Turning you out, making all of you niggas fall out. Yeah, niggas, that enough?
Give me some more.
Y'all niggas want the wild shit?
Give me some more.
It's split for the weed at?
Give me some more.
I know y'all niggas need that.
Give me some more.
Even though we getting money, you can
give me some more.
With the cars and the big crib.
Give me some more.
If you think it's all over, you better tell me now. I've had it.
talk about the graffiti project?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, if you want.
What can we talk? What can you say about it?
Well, I think the reason why people thought it was me was because it's the same publisher and the same record label. But it was quite good at the time because I wasn't doing anything. I was kind of touring and stuff. So it was great. It meant that I got in the paper and stuff. But Shiner is the one to blame at my record label. Bold Shiner.
Okay, now we're going on to remixes. Black Twang, Ghostface Killer. Good stuff. And you remix your own stuff here. Let's push things forward. Streets Mix with Roll Deep. Any other remixes on the way?
As a remix of Fit But You Know It, which is quite good, which is loads of MCs. I've just been concentrating on getting the album as good as I can. And now I'm concentrating on another band that I'm working with called the Mitchell Brothers.
Cool. Well, we're going to play some of that new stuff, but let's have a couple of those remixes. Let's have a bit of Black Twang and Ghostface Killer and a Streets remix.
Oi. Na, 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 na.
Tony Rotten alongside
it's
man like Jamali.
Remix.
Yo.
Why is it so rotten?
Right there. Original ghetto trooper for the people's army. Yeah, yeah.
Why is it so rotten? My people don't ask Tony Rotten.
Don't ask
How
me.
Is it so rotten?
Jamali.
My people have you forgotten.
You don't need to be worried about what my name is or if I'm famous. You should be concerned if you're burning in haters when fire blazes. Feel the fire, burn up your charts, burn up your playlist. Fire for them haters and fire for them fakers. Pump up the volume, wake the neighbors. Bread and raisin, all of the youth in the ghetto, break the cages. It's been ages since you heard my style, but you know my style is rotten. You know rotten can't spoil, yo. Enough artists rich, trying to become rich. They ditch the sixth sense lyrics and chat mere foolishness. It's a holy panache dropping from the bottomless. I'm dropping the program like a microfish. Check this. I'm still Thames Link, still dip on the brink. Still bang like pots and pans in your kitchen sink. Still don't snitch a whip, still wreck, still carrying your stink. And I'm still rotten, so put it in print, yo, yo.
So rotten, so rotten.
That's right.
My people love you forgotten. That it is so rotten.
You know what, though?
My people love you forgotten.
Why, blow?
Why is it so rotten?
Yo, yo.
My people don't ask Tony Rotten.
Uh-huh.
How is it so bitter?
Hey, yo, yeah.
Only the youth, them in the ghetto, them I suffer.
Before you ask why am I getting high like my blood pressure. Try looking into my eyes and see the world through my retina. Or step out in my boots and see just how far it gets ya. In a low budget area where the man and freedom inferior. Here for your life from prejudice and stereotype. We're all alike, smoke, drink, cuss, fight all day and night. Yeah right, there's killers in the mist who share pipes and wear tight. There's healers in the mist who bear light and wear white. There's Jesus in the mist, there's demons in the mist. There's even them riding gorillas in the mist. Why am I so many? Come on Reggie, don't be silly. Get all red, hot and chilly. And they're burning in the city's your best mind star. Mind out your flash and light up. Mind them SO19 snipers. Don't dim out your life chart. How much longer will this madness last before the user of your life fades up and start to blast?
Why is it so rotten? My people love you forgotten. That it is so rotten. My people have you forgotten.
Just yo, let your body go.
Tonight, I'm feeling like Michael in Thriller. Drunk as a skunk, had 2 months to kill her. Bartender filled me up, another cup. Everybody have a good time, party live it up. The dance floor's packed, Staten Island's on the map. We bum rush the club cause we don't know how to act. Look at mommy in the back, I see her eyes staring. Scope me up and down just to see what I'm wearing. My appearance, heavy on the wrist with a mean truck. Razor blade, fresh fade, looking clean cut. Boots untied, gats in the ride. Dip down the Gucci with my hat to the side. We can ride all night if the vibe's alright. Pull up in big whips, different cars all types, I'm out of sight. Meet your hoes, get close. CEO, Stars Enterprise, big ghost.
Nigga, if you say so,
let's go.
Baby, let the braids go.
Oh no.
Turn the bass up real slow.
Oi, oi. Just let your body go.
Nigga, if you say so,
let's go.
Baby, let the braids go.
Oh no.
Turn the bass up real slow.
Oi, oi. Just let your body go.
Now I'm at a loss at what happened, boss. I was in the lounge, your man kicked off. You were in the bar, I was watching box. Didn't see ya, didn't see when or what. Didn't see who ramped with who or who threw the first few slaps or the two dudes who steamed in after you, the accused, allegedly voiced your views to the whole room. All happened so fast, didn't get a chance to ask, backtrack to the exact impact. Yeah, stop right there, check who, what, when, where. Anyone see the scare over here? Oh dearie me, geez, too steaming to see. Oh dearie me, geez, too steaming to see. Spilt the brandy over my left knee.
Nigga, if you say so,
let's go.
Baby, let the braids go.
Oh no.
Turn the bass up real slow.
Oi, oi.
Smash the show, glass on the go. Geezers like, whoa. Oi, smash the show, glass on the go. Let's push things forward.
Smash the show, glass on the go. Let's push things forward. Smash the show, glass on the go. Geezers like mold.
This man is who Jack. Can't kick the cats out the flats. All the little youths have got gats, but don't watch that. Cause I got a compact, double impact. In fact, my whole crew's strapped. How you like that? Everybody's flat when I kick off the back door. Are you looking for a fat jaw? Do I have to get the hacksaw and make your back sore?
Low key, yeah, 4x4. Thought he was raw in a lyrical war. Larry Lane on the floor sore. Come in the front, left out the back door. Them boy can't fuck about no more. Can't chat shit no more. Can't feel sweet no more. White, cut his lane on the floor sore. And on everything I'm raw.
Oi, 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 bring it back, yeah? Bring it back. Smash the show, glass on the go. Geezers like, whoa. Oi, smash the show, glass on the go. Let's push things forward. Smash the show, glass on the go, let's push
Streets
things
Streets ain't getting
forward.
Louder, where them are getting tighter. You might get shot for a gun-shaped ladder. Not once, not twice, not three, not four, not five, but six for a cigarette lighter. Shaped as a blix. Now they got guns, so they don't need sticks. A mother with one less child in bits. I'll never obey the law, where them are pricks.
Stepping out of line in the streets, receive a mat box. Don't really matter if you got French cop, plats, locks, baldy head or a box. We'll get banged up, your mails all take rocks. Stepping out of line in the streets, get battered. Teeth get shattered, crew get splattered. It don't matter whoever you bring down. Whoever you bring down, know that I swing ran.
Smash the show, glass on the go. Geezers like, whoa, oi. Smash the show, glass on the go. Let's push things forward. Smash the show, glass on the go. Let's push things forward. Smash the show, glass on the go. Geezers like, whoa, oi.
When I was a kid, I didn't really wanna back it. And now I am a G, got no choice to back it. I'm roll deep and raw, you can't talk back it. Know a lot of people who chat it, but don't back it. Can't hack it, they shouldn't be here. Can't stack it, they shouldn't be here. So ruin here, we overcome fear. My clothes wear a tear. Don't trust what you hear. You will feel if you can't hear. You can't hear if your brain ain't in gear. You can't hear if you're chatting shit over there. You can't hear, that's when I'm giving you ear. You can't hear, then I know you shouldn't be here. I'm making it clear, I'm taking it where you're taking it there. I'm taking it to the ghetto cause I still live there. I like it here, I'm loving it there, it's real here. Can you see me in the clear? I'm like a mountain bear.
Oi, oi.
Is this another little bit of tabloid rubbish, but you worked on a bouncy castle?
I did, yeah.
Is that what I need to do with the... It's kind of how you produce your stuff, that kind of... The bounce, the vibe.
The bounce. No, it was a way of earning money when I was out of the country. It was great. It was... I won't quite tell you how I actually earned my money, but it wasn't...
Please, no one's listening. No one's listening. Come on.
No one's listening. No, I'm not.
They're not.
I'm not on the radio, no.
You're not?
Well, we used to resell the tickets. So I had a mate who was on the... on the kiosk, and then so people would be lining up for their kids. Bear in mind this is out of the country, so you know the rules are different, you know. So yeah, he'd sell the tickets and then I was supposed to collect the tickets and throw them away, but I just gave them back to him to resell.
Nice.
So they count up how many tickets they sold, we give them the amount of money for the amount of tickets that they'd, you know, lost.
It's a good scam, don't worry, no one's listening, no problem. Now look, the new album, made in a new bedroom.
Yeah, a whole new bedroom. Bit like this one. A
lot of foam, I understand. Expensive foam.
Yeah.
Coating the place.
Yeah. Were you listening to Steve Lamar?
Of course I was. I monitor everything. That was good.
The feelers.
Exactly. So what else?
What, in the room?
Yeah.
Just a computer, really. And lots of clothes strewn everywhere. And occasionally a girlfriend lying in the bed, saying, "Stop making so much noise." To which I reply, "This is my career. You know, this is the reason I have such a nice bedroom."
Album, by the way, a grand don't come for free.
Yeah.
Why the title? Give me some.
Well, it was just a line from the first song, the one that you're about to play. Both albums that I've made, I've only really named them very, like, right at the end. And we've literally gone through the album and decided what the most poignant line is from the whole album. And that just seemed to sum up the story really well, and it was quite catchy.
I think the Dry Your Eyes, that is... That is definitely the most poignant, yeah. Hit the heart, that one. It is. We'll talk about that in a moment. But let's just have It Was Supposed to Be So Easy from Mike Skinner, The Streets, on 104.9.
It was supposed to be so easy. Just take back the DVD, withdraw that extra money, tell Mum I wouldn't be back for tea, then grab my savings and hurry. So first, to get the bill back in time, to avoid that big fine, I had to do a fast hill climb, but a faster decline. But I flew a bit quick, arms like a lunatic, I had to stop for a few ticks, I started feeling sick.
Got to the video shop in a state, but chuffed it wouldn't be late. Only when he flicked open the case, I'd left the disc at my place.
Today I have achieved absolutely now. In just being out of the house, I've lost out. If I wanted to end up with more now, I should have just stayed in bed like I know how.
So I failed on the DVD, but I still had to get the money. Tell mum I couldn't make tea, get the savings and then hurry. Rushing to the cash machine, still a bit mashed and lean. And of course a mandatory car drives by and splashes me. Get there, the queue's outrageous. Ladies taking ages. My rage is blowing gauges. How long does it take to validate your wages? Alas, my turn comes. Press the 50 squid button. Insufficient funds.
Today I have achieved absolutely now. In just being out of the house, I've lost out. If I wanted to end up with more now, I should have just stayed in bed like I know how.
So I failed on the DVD, couldn't withdraw any money, but I still had to call mum, get the savings and then hurry. So to call my mum so that I could tell her I can't go and that, at least I remembered my phone, man. I didn't know a number I found. Where's my phone? Have I got it? Oh, this is a crock of shit. I lost the fucking thing. Oh, here it is in my pocket. But the battery's nearly flat. Got a call, quick snap. Oh, shit. The battery is flat.
Today I have achieved absolutely now. It just being out of the house, I've lost out. If I wanted to end up with more now, I should have just stayed in bed like I know how.
So I failed on the DVD. Couldn't withdraw any money or call mum about tea. I'd have to get the savings and hurry. But where was the money? I knew I'd left it on the side next to the telly. This is not even funny. I left it in the living room, ready to pick up as soon as I'd pass through on the way out to the rendezvous. So the shoebox full of money just disappearing from me was not what I call funny. A grand don't come for free.
Today I have achieved absolutely now. In just being out of the house, I've lost out. If I wanted to end up with more now, I should have just stayed in bed like I know how.
Soaked to the bone in me jeans. Do you want me to stop? I imagine my mum's weeping right now. The £1,000 you swore that I left on the table this morning has simply disappeared right before my eyes, his eyes and yours. And I'm £1,000 poorer, 100,000 pennies, no more. 1,000 for the million squid or two monkeys, or a whole 50 scores. Gone, withdrawn from my life. The money is no more for sure.
It was supposed to be so easy.
Of course, there's been, which is not a bad thing, comparisons to Bob Dylan and Eminem.
Yeah.
You know, like Eminem, you've cleaned out your closet. Now, as I say, what I'm reading is obviously not true. Things like these kind of well, a lot of these kind of ditch girlfriend stuff. I mean, I know.
To be honest, I learned all this last year, and it does not faze me anymore. But the papers really just make up whatever they.
Of course.
You know. They just embellish whatever rumours they've heard, and it you know, it makes for a great story. You know, when you live in the spotlight, you become a story, as I'm sure, you know, Zoe Ball would agree with you. It's whatever they want to write, and so I just leave it to that. You know, I just get on with my own life.
Sure, but I mean, so none of it, because there are some, I mean, it's a funny one there, the fight with the TV repairman. None of it is, it's just made up.
Yeah, it's fictional,
okay.
The whole thing.
Alright, that's a show.
My life isn't that interesting.
Oh, it is. Come on. Bouncy castles. Ticket scams. It is. This man is interesting, and so is the music. This track we're going to play now, Dry Your Eyes, it's going to have Chris Martin on it, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I wrote it with him in mind. Then my manager found a way of getting it to him. In Australia, actually, around about the time when he did that bloke's window. So yeah, he listened to it, you know, we heard that he liked it, so then they organised a day to record it. I went down, recorded it, finished it off at home, sent it to his label, EMI or whatever. And they just came back to us and said, oh, we don't think it works. We don't really, we don't think it's going to work as a song.
Forget that. This is this to me. I wouldn't say it's, I like the whole album. I mean, I was excited to listen to all this demo. Really, this hurt me. It really did. And maybe it's going to hurt you listeners. It's sad. It's a paralysing track. Dry Your Eyes off the Streets album. A grand don't come for free. Check it out.
In one single moment, your whole life can turn round. I stand there for a minute, staring straight into the ground. Looking to the left slightly, then looking back down. World feels like it's caved in, proper sorry frown. Please let me show you how we could only just be for us. I can change and I can grow or we could adjust. The wicked thing about us is we always have trust. We can even have an open relationship if you must. I look at her, she stares almost straight back at me. But her eyes glaze over like she's looking straight through me. Then her eyes must have closed for what seems an eternity. When they open up, she's looking down at her feet.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts. But you've got to walk away now, it's over.
So then I move my hand up from down by my side. It's shaking, my life is crashing before my eyes. Turn the palm of my hand up to face the skies. Touch the bottom of her chin and let out a sigh. Cause I can't imagine my life without you and me. There's things I can't imagine doing, things I can't imagine seeing. It weren't supposed to be easy, surely. Please, please, I'm begging, please. She brings her hands up towards where my hands rested. She wraps her fingers round mine with the softness she's blessed with. She peels away my fingers, looks at me and then gestures by pushing my hand away to my chest from hers.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. Plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts. But you've got to walk away now. It's over.
And I'm just standing there. I can't say a word. Because everything's just gone. I've got nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Trying to pull her close out of bare desperation. Put my arms around her, trying to change what she's saying. Pull my head level with her so she might engage in. Look into her eyes to make her listen again. I'm not gonna fucking just fucking leave it all now. Cause you said it'd be forever and that was your vow. And you're gonna let our thing simply crash and fall down. You're well out of order now, this is well out of town. She pulls away my arms, the timely clamp round her waist. Gently pushes me back as she looks at me straight. Turns around so she's now got her back to my face. Takes one step forward, looks back, and then walks away.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts. But you've got to walk away now, it's over.
I know in the past I found it hard to say. Telling you things but not telling straight. But the more I pull on your hand and say, the more you pull away.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. Plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts. But you've got to walk away now.
Apart from Halo, what do you rate at the moment, film-wise, music-wise, media-wise?
Music-wise, just a lot of the garage stuff again.
Yeah.
Lord of the Decks.
Shiesty.
Boys in the, yeah, Shiesty. I'm hoping to work with her, but I'm trying to be very humble about it. And
Wiley,
yeah. I mean, Wiley's more of a, he's kind of a kingpin, isn't he? A kingpin of garage. He's like the fixer. He's, you know, he's the reason it's still going, really, I think. Yeah, just, I mean, just loads of stuff. I like, Dipset from America.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of Ragga.
Crunk, Little John.
Yeah, I'm all right on that. I mean, I was more on Deep South stuff.
How good
before.
Is that Usher tune?
Yeah, I'm not that keen on the Usher one, no. But I know what you mean. I know why it works, but it just doesn't really get me.
Okay.
I think he dances like a... And he's in a West End musical. I prefer Jamaican dancing.
Fair enough. Now, you said you're kind of handling the fame thing a lot better. It's not phasing you. They're making stuff up. So that's all good. That's good. That's kind of answered what I was going to ask you anyway.
What were you going to ask me anyway?
Just how you're finding the whole fame thing.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm coping with it better now.
Good.
Not getting phased by it.
Nice. A lot of paranoia and darkness on this album.
Yeah.
The vibe, you know.
I think I can swing both ways, really. I can...
Sexually?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, that's how it
well,
sounded.
Well, yeah, but as he touches James's knee.
Get off.
No, I mean, you know, it's kind of... What were we talking about?
Usher is what I can remember.
No, before that.
Sex, fame, touching my leg,
no,
touching my middle leg.
You've blown me now. What were we talking about?
You've blown me. I can't remember. Let's talk about your album. I like it, this album. This is a good album. Comparing the two albums, I mean, obviously you're proud of both.
Yeah.
But any difference in... Well, The Bedroom was different, but any feeling of like... You know what I mean? If you were to compare both albums, how you feel about this one compared to the last one?
They're all my babies.
Yeah.
But I prefer the new one because I'm not so sick of it. Through, you know, performing it and listening to it, you know, so many times and talking about it for so long.
Did you get pissed off with all the interviews and press stuff?
No. I mean, I spent most of my life where people didn't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
So no, it's a pleasure. But no, it's not that. I mean, I'm not sick of the songs, but it's you must know what I'm talking about.
If
you perform them every day, it's just that I prefer the new ones because they're fresher to me.
Yeah. And new material, I bet you're still working, right? Still stuff.
Yeah. I started the third album now, and I'm working on production for other people, and my record label.
Yeah, quickly on the record label, what's going on there?
It's called The Beats, and
did you hear The Bleats, by the way? Did you hear that country?
Yeah,
did you
I
like
that?
That
was very funny. Thank you. Yeah.
Crop sir, crop sir, crop sir, crop sir. Rolling in a tractor, manure is a factor. Going down the pub, ain't no club. It's mean on the streets, where the sheep just bleat. You're listening to the sound of The Bleats, original farmer material.
The Mitchell Brothers. I'm really, really keen on that, and I'm going to be behind them.
Going to play one more album track. It's the new single, right? Fit But You Know It.
Fit But You Know It.
Excuse me, girl. I know it's a bit embarrassing, but I just noticed some tan lines on your shirt.
See, I reckon you're about an 8 or a 9. Maybe even 9.5 in 4 beers time. That blue top shop top you've got on is nice. Bit too much fake tan though, but yeah, you score high. But there's just one little thing that's really, 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 really annoying me about you, you see. Yeah, like I said, you are really fit. But my gosh, don't you just know it?
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
So when I looked at you standing there with your hoard, I was waiting in the queue looking at the board, wondering whether to have a burger or chips or what the shrapnel in my back pocket could afford. When I noticed out the corner of my eye, looking toward my direction, your eyes locked on my course. I couldn't concentrate on what I wanted to order, which lost me my place in the queue I waited for. Yeah.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Whoa.
Leave it out.
Are you smoking crack
Mike,
or something?
Just leave it, just leave
we
it.
We cannot have that behaviour in this establishment.
It's not worth it, Mike. Just leave
don't
it.
Touch me.
It's not worth
don't
it.
Touch me.
Leave it out.
Don't, look, I'm alright. Don't touch me. For a while there, I was thinking, yeah, but what if? Picturing myself pulling with bare white hot wit, snaring you as you were standing there opposite.
Whether or not you knew it, I swear you didn't tick. And when that bloke in the white behind us lot queuing was fucking onto you too, yeah, I had to admit that yeah, yeah, you are fit and yeah, I do want it, but I stopped sharking a minute to get chips and drinks.
I'm not trying to fool you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know.
Now, I bashed my head hard earlier due to the brew, but I am digressing slightly, so I'll continue. I didn't want to bowl over all geezer and rude. Not rude like good, but just rude like uncouth. You girls think you can just flirt and it comes to you. Well, let me tell you, see, yes, yes, you are really rude. And rude as in good, I knew this as you stood uncued. But I just did not want to give the satisfaction to you.
I'm not trying to fool you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know me.
Wait, and just as you started to make your big advance with the milkshake and that little donut in hand, I was like, nah, I can't even know you look grand. But you look sharp there, smiling hard, suggesting and gleaming away with your hearty, hearty looking tan. But I admit the next bit was spanners my plan. You walked towards my path, but you just brushed right past and into the arms of that fucking white shirted man.
I'm not trying to fool you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
What do I give a fuck? I got a girlfriend anyway. Oi,
whoa, we've
all
had
a bit
drink,
drunk,
mate.
We've had a few, fair play. I got this Stella I bombed from that last cafe. This night's not even begun, yes, yes, oh yay. I did fancy you a bit though, yeah, I must say. I would rather I hadn't mugged myself on display. But this is just another case of female stopping play in an otherwise total result of a holiday.
I'm not trying to fool you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
You're fit, but you know it.
But you know it. You're fit, but you know it. I think I'm going to fall over. I think I'm going to fall over. Fucking hell.